18 minutes after 12. Okay, let's look at this war of words. This counter-criminal charges between Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane and State Security Minister Dipuo Letsatsi Duba. So you'll remember yesterday Mkhwebane laid a criminal complaint against the minister over what she called interference with the functioning of her office. So she's essentially accusing the minister of undermining her authority. But you also need to remember that last week, the City Press reported that the minister opened and laid a criminal case against Mkhwebane, accusing her of stealing information and violating the country's security laws after she allegedly got hold of a classified state document. Let's speak to the spokesperson at the Office of the Public Protector, Opa Sekgalwe. Opa, good afternoon to you and thank you so much for your time. Can you first confirm whether or not the Public Protector is in possession of this classified document?
Thank you, Clement. Yes, the Public Protector is in confidential possession of a document which purports to be the one we are looking for from the minister. As things stand, we do not know if that document is authentic because neither the minister nor the Inspector General of Intelligence have thus far confirmed the authenticity of that particular document.
Has she returned it to the State Security Minister?
No, we're still in possession of the document because, like I say, we do not know if it is what it purports to be.
But
we have asked the minister before, in writing and in person, whether or not that document is what it purports to be. Unfortunately, we have not received any answer to that effect. So we don't know if it is a classified document that people are talking about. Nobody knows at this moment because the authority that can confirm or verify that document has not assisted us to that effect.
But Opa, I think what we have actually confirmed, and the State Security Minister has come out to confirm it, is that the document that the Public Protector is in possession of is, in actual fact, a classified document. And that's why she's gone to the extent of going to open this criminal complaint against her and accusing her of stealing the information. So if that is the case, and the minister is making it clear that the document that you have in your possession is classified, why hasn't the Public Protector then returned it?
It's not clear how the minister would arrive at that conclusion because she has not seen the documents. We can only confirm and speak with authority on the status of the document we had seen. So she has not seen it, so it's really not clear how she arrived at that particular conclusion. And to clarify something else, we did not steal a document. We have said it was dropped off anonymously at our offices. We get a lot of anonymous complaints all the time. It's in the nature of our work. We get a plethora of documents day in, day out, because people don't want to be identified in case there is backlash for the complaints they have made. So it's in the nature of our work. It happens all the time. We didn't steal it. It came to us. We didn't go out looking for it.
Yeah. And Opa, you say that the minister has not seen this report. So you are asking how she was able to verify it. But how is she going to see it if the Public Protector is not handing it back to her? Isn't that the case that because it hasn't been handed over to her, then she won't be able to even say if it's actually the classified document that she believes the Public Protector is in possession of?
Those processes, I believe, would have kicked off had the minister not taken a headline stance on this matter, because there have been correspondence between us and the minister for dating back to January. There has even been face-to-face meetings about this thing. But somewhere along the line, the minister took the headline stance, which has pretty much made it difficult for us to engage further. And then the next thing we knew, there was a criminal case and whatnot, and then we saw all of that as efforts to frustrate our investigation, and eventually arrived at the conclusion that the minister was in contempt of the Public Protector, and the Public Protector Act makes it clear that contempt for the public protector is exactly the same as contempt for the court, which is why the public protector then took the steps she took the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, let's move over to another point now that I needed you to also clarify, is whether or not the public protector has decided to use this classified document, or this document that you say, you know, you haven't established, even on the side of the state security minister, that it's the document that is classified. Has she decided to use it, seeing that the Minister of State Security has not declassified the document that she has requested that she needs for her investigation into Pravin Gordhan?
The public protector can't use it even if she wanted to, because she does not know if it is authentic, so we can use it until such time that there's verification to the effect that it's the genuine copy of the document that has been confirmed to exist.
So isn't the simpler way then, Oba, to send it to the minister so that she can authenticate it and say, this is the document that I've been saying you have, and this is the document that is classified?
There are now legal steps that are going from both sides that are underway. I'm sure somewhere during the course of that process, something of that nature might crop up. But at this stage, there hasn't been any movement in that regard.